This is 5 in 10 from Skywatch TV for Friday, July 29th, 2022. I'm Derek Gilbert with our Friday 5 to 5 big stories of the week as we head into this weekend. Topic number 5, of course, Russia and Ukraine. This week, the Biden administration announced another $270 million worth of weapons sent to Kyiv for their ongoing war with Ukraine. This now means that the Biden administration has committed $8 billion in weapons systems for this war. Russia and Ukraine, at the end of last week, signed a long-awaited deal to resume exports of grain. This is key to a number of nations in the Middle East and Africa that depend on Russian and Ukrainian grain exports to feed their people. Turkey, or rather Turkey-A now officially, is one of those nations, and the government of Turkey-A will basically monitor the deal to make sure both sides are playing by the rules. They will monitor the grain shipments going through the Bosporus Straits, controlled by Turkey, that connects the Black Sea to the Mediterranean, to make sure that they're not fired upon, and will inspect ships returning to Ukraine to make sure that Russia is satisfied weapons aren't being smuggled into Ukraine for the war. Turkey's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan, is using his enhanced status as the broker of this deal now to make some demands of other nations in the international community. First of all, Turkey has launched new military attacks on the Kurdish region of northern Iraq. He wants to expand those attacks into northern Syria, and so has this week demanded that American soldiers in Syria east of the Euphrates River be taken out of country, because obviously, as a fellow NATO nation, it would be easier for Turkey to launch attacks on Kurdish positions if there weren't American soldiers embedded with those Kurds, training the Kurds on how to fight. On Tuesday this week, Russia's energy giant Gazprom unexpectedly announced it would stop one more Nord Stream turbine. That's the gas pipeline that supplies about 55% of Germany's imported natural gas. It was running at only 40% of capacity. Now it's below 20% of capacity. Russia says, we need to do maintenance on this other turbine. Germany is saying, no, that's not too so. But it looks like Donald Trump was right again when he was warning Angela Merkel years ago that depending on Russia for natural gas would be a political problem in the years ahead. Well, here is the problem. According to an expert with Bloomberg, Germany's not going to have enough natural gas to get through the coming winter without big demand reductions. In other words, it's going to be very cold winter, and it's going to be a recession in Germany and thus the entire EU coming this winter, unless Putin changes his mind. By the way, Russia has announced large-scale military exercises in a far eastern district next month. Reuters notes that these will be held thousands of miles from the war in Ukraine. Translated, that means Russia is showing that the ongoing war with Ukraine is not affecting its capacity to stage large-scale military exercises. Topic number 4, China. The Chinese have their eyes on us, apparently. The FBI killed a $100 million project to build a national China garden in Washington, D.C. Counterintelligence officials realized that the pagoda in the planned bucolic 12-acre compound was perfectly situated to spy on the American government. The pagoda, which the Chinese wanted to ship the materials, the building materials, in diplomatic pouches so they couldn't be inspected, was seated on one of the highest spots, or would have been, one of the highest spots in D.C., only 2 miles from the U.S. Capitol. So the FBI stepped in and said, no, we're not going to do that. The FBI has also uncovered a pattern of Chinese efforts to install Huawei equipment on cell towers near American military bases in the South and Midwest. The FBI determined that this equipment would have been capable of capturing and disrupting secret Defense Department communications, including those controlling our nuclear arsenal. In a related story, at least in terms of China's processing capabilities, computer processing capabilities, we learned this week from Bloomberg that China's premier chip manufacturer can now make chips to the highest Western standards despite American sanctions intended to prevent that from happening. SMIC is now producing Bitcoin mining semiconductors with 7-nanometer technology. This means that because you can fit more transistors on a chip, that 7-nanometer size refers to the size of the transistor, you can now create chips that are faster, more efficient, and thus more powerful. The best American chip makers can make right now, Intel, 12-nanometer It's expected to roll out a 7-nanometer chip next year. The Chinese now ahead of us. South Korea, Samsung, and Taiwan, Taiwan's TSMC, they can make 7-nanometer chips. But again, China leading the way here, and I think we can guess pretty safely that if you can use a chip to mine Bitcoin, you can also use it to do things like target missiles and so forth with the same chip. Topic number three, the economy. This week, Walmart slashed its profit forecast as inflation is forcing you and me to cut back on discretionary spending. Inflation, by the way, calculated the way it was prior to 1980 when the U.S. government started jiggering the numbers, is now running at above 17%. This chart, the number in blue, calculated by Shadow Stats. You can find this information at shadowstats.com. They show what the inflation rate is using the formula prior to 1980 and again prior to 1990 when it was recalculated again. The official number they're saying is about 8.5%. It's actually twice that, which you know if you actually go to the store or the gas station. The official government, so it's like my father always used to say, you know, figures don't lie, but you know the rest. Liars can figure. Anyway, Walmart stock dropped more than 10% after making that announcement. It's rebounded slightly this week, still running at about 6% below last week. Rival stocks, Target, Amazon, Dollar General, all running lower after that announcement because Walmart is considered a bellwether for consumer spending, which is a major component of gross domestic product. Now, if GDP contracts again in the second quarter of this year, as it is expected to do, that would fit the technical definition of recession. But the White House is trying to get ahead of things by redefining recession in the same way it redefined the word vaccine. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen on Meet the Press Sunday said that even though the numbers may technically meet the definition of a recession, it's more nuanced than that, and we really shouldn't be characterizing this contraction of gross domestic product as a recession. Translated, what she really means is we're only 3 months away from the midterm elections, and we're not going to use the R word until after when we can blame it on Republicans. Topic number two, pestilence. President Trump's former COVID-19 advisor, Dr. Deborah Birx, made several rather stunning admissions this week. First, telling the Daily Mail that COVID-19 came out of the box ready to infect, meaning that it probably was created by Chinese scientists who were working on coronavirus vaccines in Wuhan. Further, admitting in her new book that she and Dr. Fauci were just kind of shooting from the hip and making stuff up on the fly when they came up with those guidelines like 15 days to slow the spread and stand 6 feet apart, social distancing. There is no science behind any of this. It was all made up. And the changing guidance on the masks, again, shooting from the hip. They didn't really know whether it would work, and there was no science to back it up. And then she admits, in an interview last Friday, that the COVID-19 vaccines weren't really expected to protect against infection. Quote, I knew these vaccines were not going to protect against infection, and I think we overplayed the vaccines, and it made people then worry that it's not going to protect against severe disease and hospitalization, end quote. Well, yeah, and the data is now kind of backing this up. Not only is that not what she said back in 2020 when the vaccines were rolled out, people who did suggest such things were kicked off YouTube and Twitter and Facebook and other media platforms for saying what Dr. Birx is now admitting. She, Dr. Fauci, and the rest of the medical bureaucracy that went along with the narrative have caused irreparable harm to public trust in science, which is really unforgivable. Because science, when it is used the way it's supposed to be used, objectively and not politically, is a really useful tool for understanding what's going on in the world around us. And now people, it's like, oh, you're wearing a white lab coat? Okay, now I know I can't trust you. In other news, an unvaccinated Rockland County, New York resident exposed to an individual who received an oral polio vaccine is now tested positive for polio. This case raises the issue of polio vaccines. Here in the U.S., we don't use the oral vaccine anymore, which contains a live strain of the virus. Polio vaccines here in the U.S. now use an inactivated virus, which cannot cause infection, but it does trigger an immune response. Other nations, like those in Eastern Europe, India, still using the attenuated live virus, and people shed virus after receiving the vaccine. Apparently, the person in New York came into contact with someone in that category and now has polio, which is a highly infectious disease. In Colorado, agricultural officials there have confirmed anthrax in at least two beef cattle herds in Sedgwick County. This is the first confirmed cases of anthrax in cattle in Colorado since 2012. State Veterinarian's Office in Colorado reports the first case confirmed at the CSU Veterinary Diagnostic Laboratory this past Sunday after seven acute deaths in the herd. A second positive case in a nearby herd confirmed positive this Tuesday, and both herds now under quarantine. Coming up, the FBI and Hunter Biden. That's next on 5 and 10.
The book of Genesis prophesied that the Messiah would be born of the seed of the woman. But Genesis also predicted another seed would arrive on earth. And he is the final Nephilim. Skywatch TV is proud to present the Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive. When you order Ryan Peterson's new book, The Final Nephilim, from the Skywatch TV store, you'll also receive the never-before-seen exclusive DVD content, Quantum Prophecy, starring Ryan Peterson and Josh Peck, and The Assyrian, a video expose of an ancient evil. In the new groundbreaking book, The Final Nephilim, author and researcher Ryan Peterson details how, while many have portrayed the Antichrist to be a charismatic military genius, he will actually be something far more sinister. He is the Final Nephilim, a fallen angelic human hybrid who will use occult power to lure most of the world into the greatest deception in human history. Through his revelatory research, Ryan Peterson answers questions such as, will the fallen angels once again attempt to mingle themselves with the seed of men? Who or what is the Antichrist, and does he have a supernatural origin? What is the connection between quantum physics and the biblical symbolism of the scroll? What role do UFOs and alien phenomena play in end-time events? And how do Jesus' warnings about the days of Noah decipher the prophecies of Revelation? You'll also receive the never-before-released interview, Quantum Prophecy, on DVD, where Skywatch TV's own Josh Peck sits down with Ryan Peterson to speak about quantum physics as it relates to biblically prophetic topics, such as the Mark of the Beast, ancient antichrists, and angels. And as an added bonus, Quantum Prophecy also includes four of the absolute best episodes of Josh Peck's popular television show, Into the Multiverse, entitled Untangling Quantum Entanglement, Quantum Tunneling, The Strangeness of Quantum Fields, and The Real Science and Fake Religion of Quantum Biology. But that's not all. We're also including the never-before-seen content on DVD entitled The Assyrian, where Ryan Peterson goes into detail about an ancient evil who once walked on the earth and is set to return from the abyss to enter human flesh once again and to continue his reign of terror. Sold separately, these items hold a retail value of over $70. Yours now for your donation of only $35 plus shipping and handling. So prepare for a study in Revelation that travels through time and space to decipher the most mysterious prophecies of the apocalypse. This collection is only available through Skywatch TV, so don't delay. The Final Nephilim Skywatch exclusive, available now at skywatchtvstore.com. Order now or call 1-844-750-4985.
Topic number one on the Friday Five this week, an FBI coup. You might characterize this as that. This week we learned that the ranking Republican on the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley of Iowa, reported that he's heard from highly credible whistleblowers inside the FBI that there was a widespread effort inside the Bureau to downplay or discredit negative information about Hunter Biden in the month or so before the 2020 presidential election. That was when the New York Post and the Daily Mail in the UK reported on the so-called laptop from hell, which contains some rather stunning and shocking, salacious details about Hunter Biden's life and business dealings and the connections thereof to the big guy, so-called Joe Biden. Senator Grassley this week sent letters to FBI Director Christopher Wray and Attorney General Merrick Garland. I doubt anything comes of this. But if these allegations are true, it shows that the FBI again took an active role in trying to affect the outcome of a presidential election. We go back to 2016 and the so-called Russia collusion investigation, which was based on nothing. But we now know the evidence points to the FBI lying to the FISA court, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act court, in order to spy on the Trump campaign. The FBI, in a sense, setting itself up as a sort of Praetorian Guard. If you want to go back to ancient Rome, that was the sort of like the Secret Service. I guess this analogy or would work better if it was the Secret Service involved. But still, the protectors around the emperor realized that they actually held the power and could determine who the next emperor would be. And if the emperor didn't play ball, well, he would just have an accident and fall onto a sword. And that happened more than once in the history of the Roman Empire. Is the FBI setting itself up to do something similar? Well, they certainly worked against Donald Trump in 2016 and 2020, probably in 2018. Again, the discrediting of the information on Hunter Biden's laptop affected voters in 2020 and probably in 2018 as well. The really interesting part of the story, though, is that now that the Hunter Biden laptop has been validated as an actual story by the corporate media, the question is why? What happens in 2024? So it appears that the power brokers inside the Democrat Party have decided to move on from Joe Biden. As Christians, though, as frustrating, as angering as this is, if you're a patriotic American, to see the way our government has been corrupted at the very highest levels, just remember, the first century church, Jesus gave us these instructions to make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. And they were able to do that even as the Roman Republic was being transformed into the Roman Empire. No longer would the ruler of Rome be selected by vote, but by birth. We're following the same pattern here in the United States, but just as the early church was able to change the world by sharing the hope they had in Christ Jesus, we too are under the same directive to make disciples. And we do that through our personal testimony and not through political action committees. Skywatch Films is your place to get cutting-edge documentaries about, well, world-changing topics like the UFO phenomenon, the transhumanist movement, and more. And of course, Tom Horn's jaw-dropping research into the prophetic implications of the occult symbolism built into Washington, D.C. All of these documentaries from Skywatch Films available instantly in full HD for as little as just $3. You can find them all at skywatchfilms.com, skywatchfilms.com. Just a couple of days left to take advantage of our special offer for July. This is really just our thank you for your gift. If you're in the U.S. or Canada, because shipping costs, for your gift of any amount, you set the price. We'll send you a copy of the book Josh Peck and I wrote back in 2017 on the UFO phenomenon and its occult origins, The Day the Earth Stands Still. Again, whatever you are led to send, we will send this to you as our thank you. This is vital information about a topic that has gone mainstream over the last 5 years. Corporate media reports no longer laugh at accounts of UFOs. But again, it's all serving a spiritual agenda. Find out more online at skywatchtv.com/donate or call us at 844-750-4985. Our tour of Israel, we are on for next March, and God willing, we will be there, and we'd love to see you, take you around the country, show you where we have been and what we have learned about those battlegrounds, everything from Jesus' home base in the north. And why did he choose the north and Capernaum as a home base? Why there? Why Galilee? Why Bashan? It's fascinating. We'll be there with Allie Henson and Donna Howell, our colleagues from Skywatch TV, co-hosts of the Simply His program, and our good friend Messianic Rabbi Zev Porat. Find out more. The itinerary is online, so you get a look at where we'll go and a place for you to reserve your spot on the tour at skywatchinisrael.com, skywatchinisrael.com. This week on Skywatch TV, we're talking with Ryan Peterson about his new book, The Final Nephilim. The Final Nephilim. Why that? Because he believes the Antichrist will be a hybrid. Don't miss this program. Joe Horn, chairs the discussion, and you'll find the broadcast schedule for SkyWatch TV at skywatchtv.com/channels, but we'll broadcast on your schedule. Just add the SkyWatch TV app to Roku or Apple TV, or download our free mobile app to your smartphone or tablet, and you'll get all of our video content, including these daily news updates, Simply His, and more. The mobile app works for iOS, Android, and Amazon Kindle Fire phones and tablets, and to make things easy, we've got links to the app stores at skywatchtv.com. Look for the link in the top menu bar at the website. Thank you for watching as we keep watch, and have a blessed weekend. I'm Derek Gilbert, and this is the Friday Five from SkyWatch TV.